After months of waiting, family members and advocates got their chance to address Governor Kay Ivey's study group on criminal justice policy yesterday. Ivey established the task force in July to discuss ongoing issues affecting the state's prison system. At yesterday's meeting, speakers shared personal stories and presented their own reform proposals to the group. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen was there.
Before the meeting started, Dothan pastor Kenneth Glasgow read the names of 21 men who have died in Alabama prisons this year.
Roderick Abrams. John David Teague. Paul Ford.
Glasgow was among several prison reform advocates who gathered before the study group met. Next, Sandy Ray showed a photo of her son, Stephen Davis, who was beaten to death 2 months ago by correctional officers at Donaldson Correctional Facility.
My son was beat. We don't do our dogs this way. Please, please, we have to have change.
During the meeting, about 20 people presented to the governor's task force. Legal experts discussed the need for additional sentencing reform and funding for local courts. There was applause as advocates spoke about corruption inside prisons. They also called for more programs, better education, and health care for inmates. Albert Pugh spent 30 years in prison and now directs a reentry program. He shared some of the challenges inmates face once they're released.
They get out and they don't even have a Social Security card. They don't have any kind of ID. I mean, these things are things that the DOC could do to help them so that they'd be ready to go to work when they hit the streets, because sometimes it takes weeks.
Several people spoke out against the state's plan to build three regional prisons to replace many aging facilities. Department of Corrections Commissioner Jeff Dunn says new prisons are necessary to reform the system.
What we heard today was people deeply concerned with the conditions in which their families are incarcerated under. And part of that problem is the facility issue.
Dunn says the department is working to address issues like corruption and violence, but he says it takes time. He says their biggest priority is to hire more correctional officers. The governor's study group is expected to have its final meeting in January, ahead of the 2020 legislative session. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.